Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In just a couple hours, President Biden and the First Lady will board Air Force One bound for Fort Myers, Florida. That city has been called ground zero for Hurricane Ian's destruction. Let's go live to our lines at the White House now. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, what's on the president's agenda?
Well, the president will do what he does when he heads to disaster areas. He's going to survey some of the damage, spend some time with families, and have a briefing with federal, state, and local officials. He's also going to make remarks. What's interesting is that in this case, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be part of the operational briefing. Not all that unusual, of course, for a governor to be a part of a briefing when a president goes to a disaster zone. In fact, that's expected. What is interesting, however, is the fact that Ron DeSantis is seen as currently a political rival to the president, but a potential candidate. It's been discussed in the possibility of 2024. And the immediate question has been raised about the issue of the Florida-funded flights of migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, which the White House has described as a political stunt. The question was raised yesterday as to whether this will come up tomorrow when the two men are face-to-face, really for the first time in quite some time. And the press secretary said, no, now is not the time to bring these issues up, that the differences between the president and the governor will be set aside.
Stephen, want to talk about that dispute over classified documents the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago. Former President Trump, his lawyer's now asking the Supreme Court to intervene, but this is a very limited request, isn't it?
Well, to the extent that it's limited, it really has to do with the esoteric nature of the and very particular nature of what's at stake here and what is the question for the court. And this has to do with the judge's order in Florida to appoint a special master to review the documents. And the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said that the special master should not review the documents marked classified. The 11th Circuit Appeals Court essentially takes it on face value that if a document is marked classified, it is therefore classified, and it should not be subject to this question of whether it might be privileged or covered by executive privilege in particular and somehow removed from the conversation about potential criminality. The Trump lawyers here are appealing to the Supreme Court because they say the 11th Circuit made a mistake in its judgment, and they want the Supreme Court to review that. What is interesting here? Justice Clarence Thomas is the justice who oversees the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and the appeal by the Trump lawyers is going directly to him. Now, he, according to my understanding, has the power to act here unilaterally without referring the matter to the full court. He could do either. He could do neither. And we'll see what happens next. The order has been put down to the Justice Department to respond to the Trump filing. And ultimately, we'll see whether the Supreme Court decides to weigh in here. Remember, the Supreme Court essentially has the opportunity to take the case or not. And if it doesn't take the case, well, then the 11th Circuit ruling holds and the classified material will not be in the purview of the special master and will continue to be used by the Justice Department in a criminal investigation.
Yeah, the government being asked to respond to the petition by next Tuesday. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy with us live on our lines of the White House this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.